How do you take your coffee?
Orange and black?
Good, because it's time for the Chronicle's award-winning Giants beat writer Susan Slusser with Murph and Mac.
Sponsored by the Alameda County Sheriff's Office. The Alameda County Sheriff's Office is seeking highly motivated people to join their diverse and growing law enforcement agency. Salaries up to $140,000 and sign-on bonuses for new candidates. Apply at joinacso.com.
On your home of San Francisco Giants baseball, KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
All right, indeed. We dive back into some Giant talk on a Friday morning. We're going to bring in Susan Slusser from the San Francisco Chronicle, one of our favorite Giant voices on the program. Adam Copeland in for Brian Murphy this week.
Murph, hi, Susan.
Murph returns Monday, Susan, but for today, you're getting Pauly Mack, you're getting Adam Copeland, and we say good morning to you. How are you, Susan?
I'm great. A break from Murph is totally fine with me.
You know what I mean?
He's a lot. He's a lot in the morning.
No, he's a lot. And by the way, there are some people at the station who have the same thought. I'm just kidding. We love Murph. We love Murph. We're always happy to have him back. Susan, what a time to be a Giant fan. I'm telling you, this thing, it just never ceases to amaze me. Going down to L.A. last week, taking three or four. I mean, what a great week that was for Giant fans. To think that they can come back and take two or three from the Dodgers in a series where the Dodgers really wanted that one. They really wanted to take that series. They still couldn't do it. And then the Dodgers get fatter with Max Scherzer, and the Giants are still kind of chilling here. So let's start with that, Susan. Do you think by the end of the deadline today, a move of some kind will have been made? Or do you think it's possible maybe the deadline comes and goes and Farhan's like, no, we're good with what we have?
I still think they'll do something. Especially with the Dodgers landing the real big fish. My colleague John Chase said the other day, whoever gets Max Scherzer automatically becomes the division favorite, no matter what the standings are. I'm not sure he's wrong. Now, if the Giants can go out and get somebody like Berrios, maybe that equation changes a little bit. I'm not sure that Chris Bryant, Craig Kimbrell kind of said, that's not necessarily the area the Giants need. I'm a little, Chris Bryant would be great, sure.
Right, right.
But the Giants have all these position players coming back off the IL, over this next sort of week and a half.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm a little, that's, to me, it's just, you need another starting pitcher. And if you can get a top flight one, that's the goal here. They were in on Danny Duffy. They were in on Scherzer. I'm sure they're in on Berrios. Any top flight starter they've got to be talking about right now.
So do you think these are all ifs and these are all hypotheticals. I realize that. But let's just, for the sake of conversation, Susan, let's just say if Johnny Cueto can pitch the way he pitched yesterday, going down the stretch through August and September and in the postseason, do you think that need for another starter is as urgent, or do you think that that is somehow, squashed a little bit if Cueto can throw like he did yesterday?
Well, you've got to convince me that everybody else in the rotation also is at top level performance and completely healthy too the rest of the way. They have no starting pitching depth. They really do not. Aaron Sanchez is now in the bullpen. His numbers at Sacramento were underwhelming. He's not, I'm sure, thrilled to be in the bullpen. He's somebody that feels strongly he's a starter with good reason. And Scott Kazmir's with the Olympic team. Besides that, they don't have any, necessarily, who do you put in the rotation right now if somebody goes down or really wildly underperforms?
Talking to Susan Slusser on the UMA guest line. Susan, I was wondering this, and Pauly and I were kind of joking this morning about, all these trades go down yesterday. And, yeah, we've heard the Giants tied to all these, but also they've been tight-lipped about almost everything since Farhan and Gabe and Scott Harris got here. So Pauly and I were kind of wondering, maybe this was all part of the plan. Maybe Farhan, he was in on these guys or thought, Scherzer would be a good addition, but had a line as to what he was willing to pay and wouldn't cross that line. Do we think that maybe Farhan's working on things behind the scenes, players that we haven't heard mentioned, things that are I don't want to say more secretive or totally out of the blue, but that this was not something that he was going to break the bank to get and that maybe the Dodgers went and overpaid for this?
I'm not sure I would agree with some of that. I think that they would be willing. I think in the case certainly of the Nationals, the fact that they got a top-flight young catcher, I am – look, I can't guarantee it, but I'm certain that they were probably asking for Bart. And
right.
If I'm the Giants, I probably say okay. I think that the Nationals got a better catching prospect than Bart, and that might have been the difference. I think that the Giants have called on everybody. Anybody they feel could significantly help them, they've called. They've had talks. I don't think that the Giants are holding back, certainly in payroll. And I think that there's maybe only one or two prospects that they would consider completely untouchable. It might just be one, and that's Luciano. So I think that they, you know, the Dodgers probably had the better package.
Talking to Susan Slusser on the UMA guest line, a little Giant discussion on a Friday morning. Back on the diamond yesterday, Susan, as we were saying at the beginning, what a nice win for the Giants. Johnny Cueto looked real good. And what a moment in the first inning where, you know, Brandon Crawford, this season this guy's having is just really, it's really special. And I feel like I can almost smell the Willie Mack Award. I can start to feel like he's going to, you know, certainly be one of the strong considerations for that. But just the moment yesterday, coming off the IL, guys, I'm back, I'm in the box, boom, two-run double, just like that, kind of set the tone. We talked to Mike Kruko earlier, Susan, and he was saying that really did. That was like a really important moment in the game just to establish a tone that we're going to come out and fight today after a night when they couldn't score. And I don't know, Susan, is there a more valuable Giant in that clubhouse right now? And with all due respect to Buster Posey, I almost feel like Brandon Crawford this year is the guy who just continues to deliver in these moments.
You know what? It's neck and neck for me. And remember when Posey came off the IL?
First at bat,
homer.
Home run,
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So these two are just astonishing, both of them. They're great. Now, Posey has sort of an extra added layer because he works so well with the starting pitchers and the relievers, of course.
True.
You know, he's big on both sides, but Crawford's a shortstop. You know, he's the leader of the defense. So, you know what? If you ask me to pick them, I don't think I could. That's a tandem. I think one thing we can all agree on, the Giants need to bring both of these guys back.
Absolutely.
For more than just one more year.
Yep, agreed.
We just had Krukon a little bit ago, Susan, and we were talking to him about Mike Tauchman and how, you know, it's a business. These guys understand it's a business, and if you don't perform, they've got to find somebody who can perform. But I'd imagine, just based on the performances we saw from him, the contributions we saw when he first got here, especially defensively, that he was a well-liked guy specifically by the fan base. But the Giants gave him multiple opportunities to try to right the ship as far as his offense goes. It didn't work out. I'm wondering about other guys on the roster. There's still going to be some sort of roster crunch at some point when you get Belt back, when you get maybe a Jalen Davis back, Tommy La Stella, all these guys coming off the IL at some point, hopefully Longoria. Are there other guys right now who are maybe at risk? I've seen people talk about Donovan Solano's bat falling off just a little bit. Alex Dickerson is a guy who's not getting it done tremendously at the plate right now. I'm just wondering about where they go with some of these guys who maybe aren't producing at the level they once were.
Well, the real interesting question here is Lamont Wade, because, all these guys have been on the roster at some point, on the 26-man roster. So you can go back and kind of look to see, like, okay, Vossler would probably get optioned out, guys like that.
Right.
But Lamont Wade was one of those guys who was not part of the team when all these other guys were. So what you're going to have to do is decide between essentially one of the other left fielder types and Lamont Wade, which for me is probably Dickerson. So, I'd be stunned if somebody like Solano, especially considering, you know, I think they have more of a need maybe for infielders, was, you know, they had to make a tough decision on him. But Dickerson might be. He's a little less versatile and, he has not been producing.
Right.
Tauchman was interesting. This guy, you know, I've said it a few times on this show, and I'll say it again. If he had spring training at least with the Giants, I think his bat would have played a lot better. You know, he would have had more time to put into play a lot of the things that the Giants had kind of talked to him about. And nobody had, there was like no lack of effort. This guy was trying, you could see it, maybe almost even too hard. You know, the body language suggested that this guy was trying so hard. I think everybody felt for him. And defensively, so, you know, a marvelous defensive player. So I wouldn't be surprised if somebody picks him up. But if not, man, the Giants are going to be really lucky if they can keep him in fold for sure.
Another minute or two with Susan Slusser here on the UMA guest line. I was wondering about a right-handed bat in the outfield. But now that Crawford's back, they were able to keep Tyro in the lineup yesterday. He can play second. He can play third. He can play short. Is he going to be the guy who just slots into left as a right-handed outfielder?
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Estrada, Wade, left field kind of situation.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
I don't hate it. That could be interesting. Yeah, they do. They do have some other options here. So again, this is where does Chris Bryant fit into this? Yes, he might be a better option, but he had like a down month or two. So I don't know. That's a toughie for me. I still just don't see that as their primary need. But maybe if they can't get anything done on the pitching front and they want to do something, everybody keeps going like, Farhan hasn't made a big splash.
Yeah,
I thought that this would be the time that he would do it. So we got a few more hours left to see.
True.
And I know Wilmer Flores has been great at third. I think everybody's loving the production you're getting from Flores, especially since he – maybe it's the consistency of getting to play third every day with Longoria out. But I'm wondering then about if Chris Bryant is an addition and he is a guy you get – yeah, he could be a right-handed outfielder or a right-handed first baseman that you've got rough over there and maybe Belt comes back. Do you think maybe if they make that move, it hinges a little bit on how close they think Longoria is to coming back? Paulie and I talk about this all the time. I feel like he's the one that we don't have a clear roadmap on.
No.
They have said pretty consistently that, you know, he's eligible to come off August 5th, and they believe he will then.
Okay.
He is increasing baseball activity. He's certainly, you know, if he's healthy, he's there. But, maybe there is more consideration there than they've let on. We've kept hearing, August 5th, no problem. So, fingers crossed if they don't have any other. But you know what? Flores has been terrific.
Yeah.
And, man, the dude can hit. He's clutch. This is the other thing. Look at Ruff's numbers. My goodness. He is a great option at first, you know, and in a platoon situation. So, again, I'm just I don't know. Unless you want Bryant to play left basically every day, which is, you know, hey, still he might. Yeah. Well, yeah, he's probably a bit. But I don't know. Man. Get a starting pitcher. That's what I say.
Yeah, you're back to that. No, that's cool. I think a lot of Giant fans agree. And I got totally honest. I mean, I really wanted Scherzer, too. I thought that would be. I really thought that would be the steady hand the Giants might need in the postseason. But in any case, I do trust Farhan. That's the other part of this, Susan. Like, whatever he's doing down there. At this point, I have complete confidence in him. And, I mean, I think most Giant fans should at this point. It's hard to argue with the results to this point. Last thing, Susan, before I let you go, is Buster Posey and just his progress. I know Gabe said, you know, he was feeling much better yesterday. Do you think Giant fans can expect to see him in the squad tonight with Gausman?
That sounded like that was the way that they were thinking. But, you know, it's going to depend entirely on how he's feeling when he comes in today. So we might not know, maybe a late posted lineup. If there's any question one way or another, they would give him at least another day. And it's a day game tomorrow, maybe two.
Okay, well, we'll keep our eye on it tonight. Looking forward to it. Gausman going against the Astros. Dusty Baker back in the yard. Should be a lot of fun on a Friday night. Susan, love talking to you. Have a nice weekend, and we'll catch up next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
You got it. Susan Slusser, everybody. You read her in the San Francisco Chronicle, and you hear her every Friday with the Murph and Mac crew talking some Giant baseball. This reminds me of 10, 12, and 14. Oh, and I had another thought numerically speaking. Let me get to that in a second.
Okay.
But it's starting to feel like those years to me where you have a great game, you wake up, and you're like, can't wait to do it again tonight. Can't wait to do it. And frankly, I haven't felt that in a while. Even last year when, they were kind of thinking about maybe getting to the playoffs, took it down to the last game.
Thinking about maybe getting to the playoffs.
No, because that's kind of what it was.
Considering
what I mean? Who had that last at-bat? Was it Slater in the box, the final
at-bat?
You're
talking about the final out, the Rob Drake
screw
job.
And it was like, we're not going. But it didn't feel like this. This is real. And this is a real 162 schedule we're going through with all the highs and lows and all that stuff. And the fact that the Giants keep playing at this level, I don't know, man. I'm feeling it. Do you feel the feelings like 10, 12,
you're
and 14?
Pangs?
Just the way things feel. The atmosphere, the excitement, the way you look forward to a game. Like, I look forward to games now big time.
I'm with you, except I'm also with Susan in that I think they need more pitching depth. And everybody says, where do you slot in this
starter?
She
kind of scared me straight right there. We've been having so much fun today. I got scared straight
from
Susan.
She kind of told us to,
we got no depth.
Knock it off with the offense. We
need
a starting pitcher.
You need to score runs, though. We like runs.
Yeah, I like runs. By the way, Giants just won two games and won this series. And am I right in saying they didn't hit a home run in this series?
I don't believe they did. No home runs.
They won 2-1 the other night, didn't do it. They went on the Bellinger airmail job. Then yesterday they didn't hit a home run, and they got shut out 2 days ago.
They do a lot of wacky stuff. You know what else they did yesterday? They scored all their runs with two outs. All their runs were scored with two outs yesterday. I'm pretty sure, anyway.
You know, the other thing they did yesterday is they beat the Dodgers and won the series.
You got a final score?
That's five of their last seven. Giants 5, Dodgers 0.
So good,
might as well.
So good.
I've had enough of the Dodgers, man. Yesterday, it felt good. Marcus and I walking out of the ballpark, waving to them as they left. Hey, enjoy the ride home.
I got,
Have fun in the wild card game. How's second place feel?
Copes gave the Dodger fans some extra spice on the way out yesterday. And I wanted to give you my other numerical thoughts. I was thinking about the kind of thing we were hanging our hats on as Giant fans, where we're going even years, even years, even years. We're going to win a series in an even year. New decade, why don't we flip that thing on its head? Why don't we work on odd years now to balance this S out? We got a 21 going right now that I'm liking what I'm feeling very much. Maybe next year we chill, and then we come back in 23, and we do it again.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because when the Giants were in first at the deadline, or at the All-Star break, I should say, my buddy and I kept saying, and we generally do the even year thing and riff with each other.
I'm all about the odd years now.
It's been a weird year. It's been an odd year, which means maybe it's time for the Giants to get it done. That's good particles. It's been an odd year, man.
I hate to do producing on the air, but sometimes the ideas come and you got to share them, and we'll lose it if I don't do this. Marcus, I need you on the computer cutting this pretty much right now, and then we can play it on the way back, hopefully. Seinfeld, Jerry and George playing a game of what do you call it? Odds and evens. And they're
that's
doing
right.
Like
dude,
best of three.
The numbers, yeah.
And then George is like, I got odds. And Jerry's like, you got evens. And they're like doing this whole bit. So Giants, even years, odd
one,
years,
two,
the rotation,
three,
you got
Let
odds. I got evens.
Yeah.
Start cutting. We'll share it on the way back. We got Connor Letourneau coming up. We're going to replay a conversation we had with Tim Kirchen from ESPN for you baseball heads out there that want all the dirt and all the movement. He went in depth with us on all that stuff. So we'll get that back on the air for you right around 9:30, Copes. We'll recue that.
Yeah.
And we'll do some more text. We haven't even really dipped in there yet. If we have time, we'll go back to the COC. Very busy Friday morning on The Sports Leader.
You're listening to Murph and Mac. Available now on TuneIn.com through your smartphone or desktop. We are KNBR, The Sports Leader.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll choose you for it. Straight choose, three takes it. No disputes. That's it. You got to win three.
Okay. Okay. I'll choose you. What do you want?
Odds.
I want evens.
Good.
You got odds.
You got evens.
Right. Ready.
For the apartment.
One twice three.
Shoot mine.
One twice three.
Shoot mine.
One twice three.
Shoot mine.
One twice three.
Shoot.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thanks.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.